Another thing that I find very different is the way time is viewed. I come from a society where time is very important, and that you have to be on time, and that punctuality is a sign of good character. But you come here where a culture is not bound by time the same way, and so we come into problems in terms of attendance, school attendance, and also punctuality. We will have children wandering in from 9 o'clock on. Related to time is bedtime. There's no such thing as bedtime. Children come home when they want to come home. They may come home at 7 in the evening, but they could just as easily come home 2 o'clock in the morning. And there doesn't seem to be... From outside, the children seem to be rarely at home. They're outside amongst other children. They will go to the community hall and listen to tapes there. They will roam around. They'll play with each other. There doesn't seem to be a set time for them to come home because it's a small community of only 500 or so people. There doesn't seem to be the concern, you know, where is my little boy? So you will have 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds coming home when they feel like it, rather than at a time when they should be, which what I'm used to, and certainly what I'm still expecting from my own children. And another difference that I've noticed is the relationship between children and parents. I think the parents really love their children, but they don't interact with their children the same way that that we do with our children. And I have to compare what we do down south and what my wife personally do with our children compared to what happens here. Certainly it isn't as we are right and they are wrong. It is just that this is a different way of raising children. What we find is that, as I said before, there doesn't seem to be the same communication between parent and child as there is with families down south. The children are there, but that's it. They rarely speak to each other. They seem to rarely even acknowledge each other's existence. So you would have an example of, that drum dance demonstration, where before there was apparently a Pentecostal service, where the parents would be sitting quietly watching, and the children would be running around the gym like mad and screaming and yelling and having a gay all time, and the children not being stopped. Whereas in our culture, we would, quote, step on the kids and say, no, you know, this, you have to be respectful, you have to be quiet, or you have to go outside, or you have to do something. Whereas here, you don't see that. The children are left on their own, they do their own thing, and there's very little interference in their children's situation. The parents do not interfere that much with their children. But what that does is you have that type of environment that the children are born and raised in. They're left on their own, largely. They're their own boss. They make their own rules, largely. And then they come to school. Well, that's must hit them like a ton of bricks, because all of a sudden there are these adults who don't leave them alone, but who are as bossy as you can imagine, telling them to do this, telling them to line up, telling them they can't talk, telling them they have to sit, telling them that they have to ask permission to go to the washroom, telling them they have to read this, and all of a sudden it's like night and day. Outside of school, they're totally on their own. Inside school, they're being totally regulated. And it causes problems. So the example you were saying, where the government leader of Northwest Territories was visiting Spence Bay, and he's watching kids jumping over his head. Well, earlier that day, he was watching 140 children practicing their Christmas songs. They were on the stage, they were sitting and standing quietly, and not moving around, well, a little bit, you get a little bit elbows here and there, which is normal, but, you know, very controlled. And then you see the opposite, those very same children running around the gym having a gay old time while a performance is going on. I mean, there is such a discrepancy. I mean, it's, they must be, they become schizoid.
How do these kids turn out as adults? So they have this, we'd say in the South, you're spoiling that kid. You never discipline him and so on. Do they end up being the type of selfish, indulgent people we'd expect a spoiled kid to turn out to be?
Well, certainly the majority of adults I've met in Spence Bay are wonderful people. Very giving. And largely very happy, even though I think Spence Bay is going through some traumatic changes in the last number of years. Alcoholism is at a new high, and with it all kinds of related social problems, abuse, you know, family abuse, wife beatings and so forth. So, you know, problems are cropping up, but I don't think it's a direct relation to what's happening at school. I think that's just more that they're moving away from their own culture, their own identity, and yet are finding that white man's culture and identity are not making up for the slack, and are going through a group and personal crises right now. Now that's my own personal opinion from what I can gather.